reading room, yeah? Oh. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, blank troubles, too.
Oh, bad troubles, too.
No. It's got to be a complete sentence.
Oh.
What if I were telling you about all my troubles and you were just to get sick and tired of it and say, well, Andy,
don't talk about your troubles.
No, you say, I blank troubles too.
I have troubles too.
Okay. You never say I've got. Okay. Principal parts of here.
Too many people use have got. They don't need both of them to save their lives. Pardon me, what was your...
Oh, it's I have got, you know, that's emphatic. In the same way that I do tell something is emphatic.
But it's never supposed to be that emphatic.
Oh, it can be. When that.
Maybe, but not. Have got bad grammar.
Redundant, okay. The principal parts of hear, as in listen.
Hear, heard.
Okay. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say no, but I blank of
them. I've heard of them.
Okay. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I blank.
I missed it.
I'll read it again. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I have not. I haven't.
I have not seen him yet.
Okay. Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him? And again, you answer, no.
My brother has not seen him.
Yes, okay. It ain't. Yeah, okay.
Well, aunt is in the dictionary, you know.
I know. Air not?
It's just like a lot of colloquials. What?
Let's see. I don't know how to ask this. You are going... you're going E-N-T-Y. Have you ever heard that?
You're going Andy?
Enty?
I've never heard of it.
Really? I've never...
I'd say going crazy or something. Enty or out of your mind or something is what I think it meant.
E-N-T-Y?
Off the line, you know.
You mean you're thinking of seeing out the Mentia or something?
Yeah, possibly. Or you going off loose end, you know, you've heard slang like that.
Yeah.
Going off the end of the line, you know, where your mind's
off
going.
Off a rocker.
Yeah, going off your rocker.
Well,
yeah. I think that's kind of
This is a different use. You just said something about used for all persons, singular and plural, used with essentially the same significance as ain't it, right, aren't you.
I never heard that.
Never heard it either. Of something we do every day, do you do it frequently? You say, yes, I
do.
Or how often do you do it?
I do it daily.
Okay, or all the time.
Or all the time.
He does it.
Every day.
No, if you do it and he do it, he does it. If you do it and he does it.
We.
No, you of him you would say, he does it. It's an adverb.
Daily.
In the sense of also, he does it
also
too.
Also
too. Does he do that?
Frequently.
No, that sort of thing. I'm sorry.
Often.
Blank, that sort of thing. If I were asking you, and you knew he did it, I would say, blank, that sort of thing, duh, blank, that sort of thing.
Does he?
Do he do? It's one of the alternatives.
Yeah.
Does your brother like ice cream? If you were saying it emphatically, you would say,
my brother loves ice cream.
No, yes he.
Yes he does.
Okay.
Not yet.
Or you don't smoke cigars, but he...
No, he does.